Matthew, that was that's great. Thank you very much indeed. Here's one other angle that you might wish to consider. Richard Burnett is co-founder of the Mindfulness in Schools project, which is working at the same subject. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi there. So, first of all, what is mindfulness then in schools? What's happening here?
Well, it's really something we came up with to try partly to help kids cope with stress in exams and the like, but also help them to be, you know, better at whatever it is they're doing and just cope with being a young person nowadays, you know, which isn't always easy. Are you familiar with what mindfulness is?
No, we've only got a couple of minutes, but you explain everything that we need to know, plus also specifically how it relates to helping everybody with the exams and stress.
Okay, so mindfulness is a training of the attention, and it trains you to keep your attention on what's actually happening, you know, rather than have your mind spinning off into worries about what has happened or what might happen. And so an example of that is what we teach kids to do is how to dot B. And if you picture like a red dot and a letter B, okay, and the dot is just saying stop, you know, just pause for a moment and do this by dropping your attention into your feet. And, you know, listeners might try this now, whether you're at home, you know, literally feel your feet on the floor. Yeah, the physical sensations of the feet. And that really grounds you. And the B in dot B just stands for breathe. So, you know, if you shift your attention into the physical sensations of your breathing, you know, feeling the coolness of the air or the rise and the fall of the chest or the belly, then you actually become aware that maybe if you're stressed, your breathing's quite tight, it's quite tense, and you start to breathe more fully, more deeply. And what we get kids to do is to text each other dot B, particularly around exam time, just to remind each other how to cope with stress. Feel your feet on the floor, notice your breathing.
Okay, so that's useful for kids to sense, but is it useful for parents as well?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, interestingly, when we teach dot B to kids, they tend to remind their parents. If their parents are in a traffic jam and they're stuck there and screaming at the car in front of them and sort of losing it slightly, the kid might say to the mum, "Mum, just dot B, you know, just breathe." Because they begin to notice how effective it is just to shift your attention into what's actually happening and not have your head just spinning off with all these wild stories about what you think is happening and how badly you think you're going to do in your exam.
Excellent. Fascinating stuff. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Richard Burnett, co-founder of the Mindfulness in Schools project. And before that, it was Matthew Burton from Thornhill Community Academy. Thank you both. You'll say